Hello and welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. I am Sean Whitfield with Whitfield Media Group. Today we've got an announcement we have to make about the 2020 Chattanooga Fitness Expo, scheduled for June 6, 2020 at the Tivoli Theater in downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee. But first, I want to go to the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga hotline and bring in my co-host. He's an IFBB pro bodybuilder and my friend, Matt Davis. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good to be here, Sean. On the hotline today.
Yeah, instead of in the studio, we've got you on the hotline. And the reason for that is we've got an announcement to make, and we needed to do it rather quickly, sooner than later. So just to make it more convenient. And plus, we're really practicing social distancing today since we got you on the hotline.
Absolutely.
So I tell you what, as everyone knows, we're living different times, and I just about can't think of an event, especially a sporting event or concert event, that hasn't already announced that it's going to be rescheduled, or it's been canceled for all of 2020 and it's going to be rescheduled for 2021. And unfortunately, we here at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo are no different. We are sad to say that we are going to have to cancel this year's 2020 Chattanooga Fitness Expo. We have sort of put this off as long as we could to see if there was any chances or hopes in bringing forth this Fitness Expo for 2020. This would be our first annual. We've put a lot of work and effort into it, a lot of planning. It's been going on for months and months, and I'm sad to say we're going to have to cancel the 2020 Fitness Expo. However, we do want to say that the Chattanooga Fitness Expo is going to be rescheduled for June of 2021. So, Matt, I know I had kind of seek some guidance from many folks on what this decision was needed to be, and of course, I value your opinion and thoughts and ask you about it. So I know you train a lot of bodybuilders and a lot of fitness competitors with the business that you own, the Train Station, and personal trainer of many competitors. And so maybe share your thoughts and maybe represent some of the thoughts of some of your competitors.
Well, I think first, Sean, I'm going to compliment you for making a sound decision to put this off till next year. One of the things I've actually told many of the folks getting ready is, we don't want to turn a 12-week or 16-week contest preparation, which is often a process, to achieve a extreme look, which is required, to be successful in this, for a competitive thing like we're doing. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of physical sacrifice. You're often training two and sometimes three times a day. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not the best time in someone's life to have a compromised immune system right now. And that's just the unfortunate nature of it. There's certainly smarter ways to approach this, but in general, I think any of us that have competed, and myself certainly included, we've pushed our bodies to the limit sometimes, and one of the negatives of that is, your immune system gets compromised. I know I've done many shows, with just having little colds or fevers and, mm-hmm. Or maybe a stomach virus, and, the body is just really susceptible to things like that. When you put yourself in the physical, state where you're just exhausted and, and that's often what's required to be successful at competition. So I do think you're making the right call on this as opposed to possibly postponing to, a few months down the road. We certainly would not want to turn that contest prep into something that would last many more weeks. Mm-hmm. So I definitely applaud you on that. And I like to remind the competitors, as I remind myself every day, competition was never the reason I decided to eat clean or exercise and things like that. So I know in my day-to-day life, outside of making the modifications that we're all having to make right now, as far as the social distancing and a lot of things are closed and So I'd still encourage people to maintain their exercise, whatever that might be, could, you know, whatever they're doing outside or in their house or things like that, and continue to, you know, to do their clean eating. Mm-hmm. You know, so, but there again, I applaud your decision to put this off and let's look, you know, more at the long term. From a competitor standpoint, that would be what I want to do. I think that's the responsible decision.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate your kind words and also sharing with us your thoughts and great advice to our listeners today. And you made the comment about preparation. Let's talk about that for just a moment. How long, for those that may not be a competitor that's listening to this podcast, how many weeks go in preparation for the typical bodybuilder or fitness competitor to be competitive and to enter a competition like the Chattanooga Fitness Expo?
Well, you know, it varies from person to person, but I think it's generally accepted somewhere between 12 weeks and maybe as many as 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you look at that, that's almost half of a year.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's assuming, you know, you're in a position and you work out and you've accumulated some muscle and, you know, your body's shaping up well. The preparation time frame you're referring to is the time that it takes to get your body fat levels down to where that you would want to be on a competitive level. And, you know, for the guys out there, you know, if you were to have it measured, you're probably talking somewhere in the 5%, 4% range where you're really, really lean. And the only way to do that is to create this caloric deficit through diet and exercise. And, mm-hmm. And when you do that, that's, you know, one of the sacrifices is that leaves you compromised oftentimes in other areas, such as the immune system.
Well, the handwriting was sort of on the wall several weeks ago when it came down from local officials and state officials that gyms and health clubs were going to be closed. Because as you know, as a competitor and also as a gym owner, you and your wife Julie own the train station up in the North Chattanooga area. That without gyms being open, makes it very challenging and almost difficult for a lot of people to get their body in preparations to compete.
Oh, no doubt about it. And yeah, and you know, and that's a different level of exercise. You know, I like I said, I encourage everyone to maintain their activity and as much exercise as they can. Mm-hmm. But when you refer to contest preparation, you know, you're talking about exercise that is precise and also very, very challenging at the same time. So without the proper tools to do that, it's just not realistic you would be able to enter a competition and be at your best. Mm-hmm. And there again, I applaud you for not, you know, having something where competitors are having to make that decision. I know as a competitor myself, I would never consider competing under those circumstances when I knew I didn't have the opportunity to present my best.
Yeah. Well, I certainly regret and hate that we had to make this decision, but for the most part, this decision was made for us with the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, because it's just not going to be possible to in today's times with this pandemic that is going across not only our country, but the entire world. Matt, any final words before I let you go today?
Well, again, I want to end it on a positive. I've had a tremendous time on the podcast, and I look forward to other podcasts. So hopefully we'll continue with this and bring some motivation and some great stories to people. And also there again, I am... Put me down. I will guest pose. I didn't get to do it this year, and so I'll officially be training and eating mindfully now, with the idea that this will all be over sometime, and we'll all get to go back to the gyms and get ourselves ready. So you know, on the flip side, I'm going to look at it. You know, I've got a lot longer now to really hopefully bring something good on the guest posing side for the event.
Well, we're looking forward to that, and I appreciate you bringing up the comment. We're going to continue Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. We try to make this a bi-weekly podcast. It's hosted by myself, Sean Whitfield, And Matt Davis, IFBB pro bodybuilder right here in our Chattanooga, Tennessee area. And we've got a lot of great podcasts, you know, planned. We're going to have many great guests, a lot of great topics, and I'm excited about it. We're going to try to make this podcast a information source to try to keep that line of communications connected with our fitness competitors, with our bodybuilding competitors, and just the overall people that are all about good health, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and love the gym as much as you and I both do.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know we have one planned coming up, so without letting the cat out of the bag, I have to say I'm super looking forward to it. It may be the most informative one we've done so far. Yeah. I hope everybody tunes in, and it will be very relevant to our current situation with the guests we're bringing in. So I can't wait to do that one and then go back and listen to it a few times, because we're all going to learn something from this one.
Yes, and you'll be able to find our Chattanooga Fitness Expo download at your favorite podcast platform, from iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. I mean, there's, I think, 7 or 8 different locations. So just check out your favorite podcast platform, and you'll be able to find Chattanooga Fitness Expo download. Well, Matt, I look forward to continuing the download, and we've got a lot of exciting things ahead. And again, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo that's scheduled for June 6, 2020 has been rescheduled for June 2021. More information to come in the near future, especially with an exact date. All right, that does it for this special announcement from Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download. Again, we regret today's announcement, but unfortunately, none of our lives are the same as they were last year. Continue to listen to our podcast, as we'll be bringing you many great conversations, guests, and topics in the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding, just like what Matt and I just shared with you today. Go to your, go to your favorite podcast platform, search Chattanooga Fitness Expo Download, click on the subscribe button for all future podcasts. For Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Take care of yourself and each other, and thank you for listening.